From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Harry Horton. French President Emmanuel Macron says he held a frank exchange with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin, but says his country could work more with Moscow. Meanwhile, Britain's Home Secretary Amber Rudd says the UK wants to maintain a solid relationship with the European Union. Over the weekend, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Europe could no longer completely rely on its foreign partners, with Brexit looming and US President Donald Trump adopting an America First platform. Our reporter Jasmine Ramirez in Brussels has more.
As Britain prepares to depart from the EU, Secretary Amber Rudd wants Britain to continue to hold a partnership with Germany and a strong bond with the EU. Talking to BBC Radio, Secretary Rudd said Chancellor Merkel should have no fear, since the UK wants to work with the EU to improve security across the continent. While campaigning this weekend in Munich, Chancellor Merkel told the crowd Europe must take on its own fate and said the era of completely depending on the UK and US are over. UK and EU relations have soured recently, as Brexit negotiations are soon to begin. And last week at a NATO summit, President Trump didn't explicitly voice support for Article 5. Article 5 states that when one NATO country is attacked, all members of the alliance must respond. Jasmine Ramirez, Brussels.
Well, in Washington, Donald Trump has defended his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, after reports suggested he tried to set up a back channel for communications with Russia. It's also reported Jared Kushner is under investigation by the FBI. The US president told the New York Times Mr. Kushner was doing a great job for the country, but didn't address the allegations directly. Golfer Tiger Woods has been arrested in Florida on suspicion of driving under the influence. The 14-time major champion was taken into custody in the early hours of Monday morning and released several hours later. Woods has not played in a tournament since February and is recovering from a series of back surgeries. Steve Mort reports from Florida.
The 41-year-old golfer hasn't won a major championship in nearly 10 years. Plans to play the Masters in Augusta last month were scuppered by a reoccurrence of back problems that have plagued his career in recent years. But just last week, Woods had talked of the success of his most recent surgery in a blog post, saying, "I haven't felt this good in years." His arrest on charges of driving under the influence is the golf legend's latest brush with the law. In 2009, he was charged with careless driving after crashing his car into a tree outside his Florida home, before admitting to a number of extramarital affairs. Steve Mort, Orlando.
British Airways boss Alex Cruz says he won't resign, and flight disruption affecting 75,000 passengers over the weekend had nothing to do with cutting costs. He said there was no evidence of a cyber attack. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. At least 11 people have been killed and dozens more injured in one of the deadliest thunderstorms that's hit the Russian capital in decades. High winds uprooted trees and bus stops and damaged power lines, cutting off electricity for thousands of Moscow residents. Our correspondent Daria Bondarchuk reports now from Moscow.
At least 11 people died and nearly 70 more were injured by a severe thunderstorm that has hit the Russian capital on Monday afternoon. 5 pedestrians were killed by falling trees, local authorities said, and one elderly man was hit by a bus stop uprooted by high winds. The storm has caused severe damage across the capital. In Moscow region, it claimed 2 lives, with dozens turning to hospitals with various injuries. Some 18,000 residents in nearly 100 towns and villages across the region were left without electricity as strong gusts of wind damaged the power cables. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
A zookeeper's died in the UK after an incident involving a tiger. The zoo in Cambridgeshire says the animal had not escaped from its enclosure. Our UK correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
Cambridgeshire police say the woman died at the scene after a tiger entered an enclosure with the keeper. Police say the incident was not suspicious. Hamerton Zoo Park says it seems to have been a freak accident. It says public safety was never affected, although visitors were quickly evacuated. The zoo remains closed as it investigates the incident. Ollie Barrett, London.
And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has asked Pope Francis to say sorry for the role the Catholic Church played in a Canadian school system where Indigenous children were abused. Mr. Trudeau met the Pope at the Vatican on Monday. Well, for more updates from around the world, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. But for now, that is the latest from Feature Story News. Harry Horton reporting.